Blog Talk Radio.
Let's play a little game just between you and I. I see you're physical. You gotta use your mind. We can be cops and robbers, talks and a shame, Marilyn and Robert. But either way, the objective is the same. Please and entertain. You will be my fix. My bed will be a stain. You will get the spotlight all night and every time you play. You will be my victim as we improvise. Delivering a captivating performance every time. Why not be creative? Pull out all the stops. You can pick the scene.
Good evening and welcome to the Friday Night Staff with Taylor Danes and Imaj Alday. Hi Taylor, how are you doing this evening?
Hello, hello, hello. How are you?
I'm good. I've missed you too. Tonight is going to be so interesting, don't you think?
It's going to be something. It's going to be something.
Yes. Yes, indeed. We have a treat for you. So let me just get the disclaimer out there now. This show is not for the prude in you. It is definitely a no-judgment zone, as well as we're going to get a little hot and a little bothered tonight because we are allowing some men to take over our show and kind of get into some topics with them tonight. So we're going to bring on our first guest this evening. Just one moment. Hello. Welcome to our show, sir. Can you please introduce yourself?
Yes, I am the CEO of Chasing Dreams Entertainment. First of all, I would like to give a shout out to JCSU, everybody down there enjoying CIAA, and a special shout out to my brother Eli.
Awesome, awesome. So, you ready for this hot seat we have prepared for you, sir?
Oh, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready.
Okay.
Let's turn up.
Okay. Be careful about what you ask for. Please be careful. So, our first topic tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to talk about why is it when we're asking men for threesomes, there's such a double standard to it, where they can ask us about threesomes all day long. And we comply. Some of us may comply. But why is it when we ask them for a threesome with a man, another man, it's all of a sudden, I don't know, I'm not doing that. Taylor, what do you think?
I think that there's a misconception about it. I definitely think that the guys feel like, you know, they have to touch each other or things like that, or, you know, I don't know if they have their own opinion formed about what it is exactly that is supposed to happen or not happen, whereas though it really boils down to what the woman wants.
Really?
Oh.
Really?
Oh, okay.
That's what you came up with? Really?
Okay.
You want to be real, let's be real. Real nigga shit. Don't no man on this earth want to see his woman getting dicked down by another nigga. I don't care who you are. It could be Jesus. Jesus don't want to see Ezekiel digging down his woman. You hear me?
Jesus don't Did I just get yelled at and it's only 5 minutes?
Girl, if you want to be real, let's be real.
I just...
You know what I'm saying? Every man loves a threesome. Every man loves seeing his woman being caressed by another woman. I don't care who you are in this world. That is a lovely sight, especially if she got on some nice pumps. You got the mood going. Ooh, that is so lovely. But don't no man want to enjoy his woman being pleasurized by another dude. Really?
So, okay.
Since we gonna start raising our voices, I disagree because I know a couple of guys that as long as she's enjoying herself, that's the most important thing.
Point them out to me, I'll smack the shit out their ass. That's
oh,
real
man.
Shit. That's some dumb ass shit. You gonna sit there and watch your woman being pleasurized by another dude? I can't even visualize that.
I mean, some people are okay with it. Like, especially if they are lifestyle people who enjoy the swingers. They're used to it. They see it all the time. So as long as she's happy.
Oh, see, you talking about swingers. See, swingers on a whole nother level of freak. They pass freaky. They on a whole nother planet of freaky.
How, it's still the same thing. You're still sharing your mate with somebody else. It's the same thing.
And last time I checked, sharing was caring.
See, that's only when you're talking about a 69. We ain't talking about 69.
Okay. I think sharing is all the time. Sharing is not just half time. That's
exactly.
A little selfish. So, okay, so let's say your woman gives you your threesome and says, you know what, I really enjoyed that experience, but I want to enjoy this experience as well of two men at the same time, one in the
we
front,
break
one
it
in
up
the back.
As
where
soon
half,
as she say two men. We breaking up as soon as she say two men. It ain't going to happen. Next question.
No, we're still talking about
this one. Ain't got nothing to talk about. The relationship is over. What else is there to talk about? You want
you're
what?
You're not going to talk to the show.
Not going to happen. Goodbye. Next.
You're a hot mess. I'm not... I mean, there's nothing wrong with threesomes. Gosh.
All I'm saying is that I think that it's that's selfish. I'm not going to lie, that's selfish. Like, she could go out of her realm of her comfort zone and, you know, try to go out of her way to give you an experience that you can't do the same for her. That's selfish.
Not going to happen on this planet. I'm sorry to tell you.
Okay, so let me ask you this. So if she's had one in her lifetime with two men, or if she tells you after you all have been together for a while, are you going to break up with her then?
Nah. See, everybody got that experiment phase where they just wilding out. So, you know, I can understand it. But, you know, you got to draw some lines, though. You know what I'm saying? So if it's like... she did it with my cousin and my homeboy, then now we can't even talk no more. Conversation is dead. Next question. Turn up!
Oh, my God. Okay. We're not more than discussing it. So, Taylor, would you partake in a threesome with your man?
Yes.
No, I wouldn't, because I don't exactly have one. But if I had one,
yes, you
I
would.
I mean, just if you, if just
yes,
if,
you would.
If you had one,
she would.
How do you know?
Because it's like this.
Okay, tell me about me. I want to.
It's like this.
Tell me about
it. I'm gonna tell you about you, baby. Come on.
Okay.
Now. It's about this. And any real dude right now is gonna feel me on this. You know what I'm saying? We working, busting our ass to pay the bills, make sure that you good, you know, make sure when you go out for ladies' night that all these other women hating on you, you know what I'm saying? We providing. So it's only right that you indulge a little bit. You see what I'm saying? It's not like you doing this for you. You doing this for the sake of us. You feel me? That's what it's about.
See, no. No, I'm not doing it for the sake of you. I'm doing it because I want to. And
ooh,
I'm going to get something out of it.
Well, see, that's a different issue. That is a whole different issue.
I'm
now,
not concerned about
you.
I'm
want
not,
to,
Wait a minute. I'm not concerned about you. I'm not concerned about you providing me with anything because I can provide for myself.
See,
if
that's that independent
do,
bullshit, you know.
If I
you done
to
took
do
it
that.
A whole nother topic, a whole nother time. This is what we talking
oh
about.
Oh, my God.
This is what we talking about. We talking about
see,
the simple fact of the visual
money?
Of another woman kissing on you, licking on you. That whole visual, that shit is just, ooh, my God. My nipples got hard just thinking about it. Yeah.
Oh, geez. Oh, goodness.
Oh gosh. Okay, so I'm gonna answer
back
my own
to
question.
What I was, back to what I was trying to say is that if I actually wanted to, yeah, I would. I would have both. Yeah, I would have both. I would do both because I can and I want to. And if you're not gonna do it, I know somebody that is gonna do it.
That's what I'm talking about. See, you know, every man need a woman like you in their life. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. I tell you what, Miss Taylor, if you do not find a man in 24 hours, I got some homies in D.C. that would love to wife you up. Fellas, she is looking oh so good right now. You hear me? Chasing Dreams Entertainment. Turn up!
Okay, so, I can't right now.
Okay, so excuse me. Wait a minute, Miss Image.
Yes.
Would you participate in one?
For my man, yeah, I would. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. For myself, you know, I can't speak for any other woman. But,
have you ever done one?
Oh.
Let's cut to the chase. Have you ever done one?
Oh.
Oh,
damn.
Mm-hmm.
Turn up!
Okay, so my face just turned like, for shape of it. And y'all know I'm like,
oh, it just got hot, and that's not even, it's not even my question to answer. It's hot. Oh, sheesh.
So you're not going to answer my question? That's what you're telling me? Okay.
I could answer your question. I could.
But
and this
I need
is a
you
no
to right
zone,
now.
Right? This is a no judgment zone. I'm going to keep it real
it's
with everybody.
Let's keep it funky.
Let's keep it real. Okay. In my former life, yes, I did. I sure did. And I liked it. So what?
I have a question. Is there any type of pictures? Is there footage of this event? Or
no, there is not. But,
oh, that's some bullshit. I don't care then. That's some bullshit.
I'm gonna need you to care.
So, Miss Taylor, have you ever participated in a threesome?
No, but I sure want to. My birthday's in a couple of days. Why not,
fellas? Fellas, turn up. Go
oh,
to the
God.
Next question.
Stupid. No. I can't right now. Well, it's all fun and games, and we enjoy it. It's okay.
Yeah. It's all fun and games until Chasing Dreams Entertainment show up. That's all I got to say. Next question.
This guy. Okay. So he is on a whole other level tonight. And it's okay.
I see.
It's all right.
It's okay.
We love it. Give me a second to get myself in process together. Oh, my God.
You know what, Imaj, take a second, calm down. I actually have a question. So,
okay,
Mr. Sir, you said that you wouldn't deal with a woman that wanted two men, and you know, especially if it was like one of your homeboys. But what if it was one of your homeboys' girl that decided that she wanted to get with you? What would you do? And he was cool with it. He's like,
hey, he was all right. Would you do it? Like, for that's a good question, Taylor. Oh, I love you.
I know that is a real good question. I'm gonna have you repeat that. I need to study that question a little bit.
This is not a Jeopardy question, sir. It's very simple. You at your homeboy's house, and
right. His
girl come home. Whatever the case may be, she already did. She didn't already put out there, like, hey, you know what I'm saying? I'm feeling you. What's up with you? And he, like, do whatever you got to do.
And this is my homeboy girl?
And he
cool
with it.
Nah, G-Code, can't do that. Mm-mm. She is off limits. Mm-mm.
Really?
She can't, mm-mm.
You know what? I would be uncomfortable with that, too. Like, that whole situation, I would be uncomfortable with.
Yeah, can't go down like that.
Just if we okay, let's say if my man says, "Hey, I want a threesome with another chick," he can't go pull one of my homegirls.
No, that's not gonna happen.
Because a dude like me,
I'm a hair weed killer. You know what I'm saying? And it ain't gonna be right if I'm breaking your homegirl back. You know what I'm saying? They ain't going to even be right.
Wait a minute. You are a what?
Hair weave killer.
A hair weave killer.
They ain't tell you about me? Girl,
okay.
They call me Sweet Dick Willie.
It is 10:47.
Okay, it's 10:47, and we've already got the comment of the night.
Tana!
Oh, my God.
Hair weave killer.
Hair weave killer. That's what he said. And my thing is, I don't need a hair weave killer because I don't wear weave. So
exactly.
Girl, I make you get your hair done on a Friday and redone on a Saturday. You better ask about me.
Oh, I do my own hair. I do wash and goes, boo-boo. Just wash and that's it.
I just got this blowout. Wait a minute.
Pineapple for you, bro. Pineapple. Yeah. I forget. We talked about that.
Natural hair, this stuff curls back up. So, you're acting out. Really. But it's okay. As long as you can get it redone in the morning, I don't care.
That's the rule, though. That's the rule.
I think if a dude mess it up, he should be able to fix it up. You feel me?
That's the rule. See?
You feel me?
I'm not the only one that know that rule.
You feel me? If I mess it up, I'm going to be able to pay for it to be able to fix it up. You hear what I'm saying? Next question.
Okay. So, yeah, we're going to move on to the next question at this point. The next question. Taylor, I was told not to ask this question, but I don't give a damn. First of all, I want to know what really determines a woman has good pussy. I know that, you know, sometimes.
Hey, we got some more white Grammy.
Yes.
He's
but
what?
Anyway, nothing. Never mind. Hey, it's neither.
Because this is a deep ass question. I just need to make sure I'm prepared for it.
I mean, what determines good pussy? Like, how do men determine it?
Well, I think we're going to have to go to the callers on that. Because I want to hear other people's opinion before I give my opinion.
Oh yes, please, please, and thank you. Yes, you're not scared. Let's go.
Oh,
let's
shit.
Go to
nigga said no. Fire alarms in this bitch. Turn on. Turn up!
You know what, Imaj? Last week when we were discussing this, it sounded like a good idea. This was a good idea in our minds.
Hey, we can't be coming on questions like that. God don't like ugly. You see what I'm saying? He said no finalizing this bitch. No, she ain't allowed to ask that question. I kept it a secret.
That's what I'm saying. See, what last I gave was a good idea.
She unlocking the truth, Lord, set off a fire alarm in this bitch.
It's a mess. It's a mess. This was a good idea last week. Last week,
really, when we were sitting down and we were discussing this, because it was just the two of us last week and we were girls talking it up, it really sounded like it was a good idea. And I don't know at this point, but we do have a couple callers on the line, so we're going to see if they want to get in on this conversation. So just one moment.
Yeah,
area code 609.
Yeah. 609 area code.
How are you?
I'm all right. And yourself?
I am well.
Awesome. Welcome to the Friday Nightcap. Who are we speaking with?
King Verse, FB Confessions.
Ah, yes. This is our second guest. Welcome.
Yeah, welcome. Thanks for having me. I'm just waking up myself.
Uh-oh. Oh, goodness.
Oh, Lord. Well, you're going to be wide awake at this point.
Oh, okay.
I was listening. I was listening for a while. I see how y'all doing things here. It ain't nothing too scary. Y'all had me think y'all go ask them off the wall kind of stuff. Simple stuff.
Oh, no, we can get into it.
Wait
it's
a minute
no problem,
now, we
but
just
it's
started. I don't know where this conversation is traveling, but we just started, and so far we done set off fire alarms and everything else.
Well, let me tell you my opinion on what good pussy is. Good pussy starts out, it's not about how wet she is. It's not about, you know, how tight she may be. It's all about how she works, what she has.
Wow.
If she's into what she's doing. It doesn't even matter whether or not she's one of the wettest or whether she's one of the tightest. You can have loose pussy that be somewhat wet and work that shit like it's the best thing running. And
wow.
If she's working like that, guess what? There's nobody who's going to doubt your sex game. Plain and simple.
That shit was real. That's what I'm talking about, my brother.
That applies not to just women. That applies to men too. Even if you weren't hanging down to the motherfucking floor, guess what? If you run that shit like you the biggest fucking thing out there, hey. As long as you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, ain't nobody really going to say nothing to you.
We've talked about that before. And Taylor and I agree. What? Hey.
Oh,
if
I thought you were about to tell
wonderful.
Your story.
Oh, no, I wasn't about to tell nothing. No, I'm just saying. I mean, we agreed upon the fact that it's not always the size of it. It's actually what you do with it. Stop it right now.
You're going into a whole different topic. And if you're lying,
sometimes we get five.
You lying and going into a whole different topic.
Wait,
you lying and going into a whole different topic.
Let me tell you.
Because I tell you right now,
on
everything I love, if a dude had a small penis, you would not be with him for more than 30 days. Like a misdemeanor charge.
You got to be, like, on some real, you got to be, like, you know, one of them Mr. Chow type small. Like Mr. Chow from The Hangover type small.
Oh, goodness.
You got to be, you got to be like that. But,
oh, my goodness.
But, you know, like, in all honesty, like, most chicks, they not really going to, you know, if they like a dude, they'll put up with it. They'll just learn to adapt. I run a page full of women. My own personal Facebook page is full of women who have talked to me about their relationship problems, their sex life, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And size isn't always the issue. It's the consistency that's the issue.
Okay, my brother. Okay, my brother. All right. See, I'm doing a documentary in the summertime about women's views on men. And I like the point that you brought up about they adapt to it. So my question is, women who know that they may not working it in their bedroom, who bring drama in their life, so you mean to tell me that they adapt to their environment instead of taking a chance on finding something new that might be better for them?
Yes. I'm telling you
I appreciate you 100%.
I'm telling you that they do, simply because logic and women and logic don't go hand in hand. Well, I'm
wait
not going to say all women, but
wait
I'm going to say some
wait
women.
Wait a minute. Paul.
Oh,
wait a
minute.
Paul.
Let him finish.
I said some women.
Okay, you're right. I'm going to listen.
I said some women, not all women. But some women, logic and emotions clash with each other on a regular basis. Some women don't necessarily think when it comes down to their emotions. So they're afraid to step out of their normal situation to take that chance, especially when they've already become comfortable. So when they've already become comfortable, they're really not going nowhere. Unless you really fuck up in the point where you be like, oh, you really fucked up, and everybody knows you fucked up. And it's still going to take for her to realize that he fucked up.
I'm gonna have to agree with you on that, because it's speaking just for myself, I actually did that, which is why I'm single now. Like, I actually did that. For years I did that.
And can I make this point?
Oh goodness.
Sure.
And oh goodness my ass. This is real shit. This is real shit. Okay. Listen. Because a man dogs you, and because you feel some type of way that you're scared to take a step out and change, and you stuck in this adapt mode like my brother said, does not make you a good candidate for a lesbian woman. I just want to say that. Okay? Nah, I'm being real. This is real shit. Because you got a lot of women who say, oh, my God, he treated me a certain way. I'm done with men. I'm going to women. Excuse me. Okay? This is being real. I support gay lesbians all day, every day, no problem.
And we do, too. We support.
But at the end of the day, just because he did it doesn't mean that she ain't going to do it neither.
And that's a true statement. It's just a relationship still, whether it's with a man or a woman. Women cheat just like men cheat, so it doesn't matter.
So what I'm saying is that rule applies to women.
We agree.
Check in, checkmate. Next question.
This man said it does not make you a candidate to be a lesbian.
No, some women use that shit for as an excuse.
Why are you using it as an excuse instead of
owning up to whatever the situation is? Because a lot of the times, some women that are finding themselves in that situation will be part of the problem, i.e. being passive-aggressive or just being passive in general. Instead of speaking what it is in which they feel, they go on and they let the shit happen until they get fed up. And then when they get fed up, shit boils over, and, oh, now I'm hurt because of this person not allowing me to be who I am or do what I do. No one has to allow you to do anything. You do it whether you want to or you don't want to. That's plain and simple.
Wow.
Everybody has a choice in life. Everybody.
That
I don't give a damn
everybody.
Who you are.
That is so true.
Mm-hmm.
Don't call me on this show if y'all don't want to hear those kind of truth, no nothing. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, see, that's what I'm talking about. See, y'all not ready for truth. China! Y'all not ready.
Okay, no. I'm going to flip this.
See, this what real niggas want to know. What constitutes good dick?
Really?
Cause some niggas don't know if they got good dick. I know I got good dick. I don't give a fuck. I ain't got no complaints yet since the 29 years I've been walking this motherfucking earth. I ain't got no complaints.
You
hear what I'm saying?
Because each chick has her own opinion of what good dick is.
Wow.
Okay.
Each opinion.
Okay.
Like, I could sit there and I could tell you the different examples, because it's like you really look at it, every woman is different. So every woman likes different things. You might be able to fuck the dog shit out of that goddamn woman, but if she doesn't have a mental connection to you or some kind of emotional connection to you, your dick will be okay.
Oh.
And that's in some cases.
Well,
see, y'all not ready for us. Y'all not ready
for us. Okay, but we have a question in
the chat
room.
See, y'all ain't even answer my question yet. But it's okay.
No, we're going to answer your question.
I thought the men were running the show and the men were going to ask the question.
I can see the chat room. You all can't.
This is a man's world.
Okay.
Wait, hold on. I got to log on to the Blog Talk Radio website.
What's the question?
The person in the chat room, her name, I'm not sure if she wants me to use her name or not, but her name is Jessica. And Brian, she would like to know, would a man like yourself do a threesome with another man now we've already talked about this, you may have missed this part of the show, but would you do a threesome with your girl? If not, why does he get mad if his girl says no to a threesome with another woman?
Damn, that was like three questions in one.
Hey, you gotta answer them, because she asked.
I mean, at the end of the day, I would never get mad if my girl wanted a threesome with another woman. I would never get mad at that. I believe that should be explored. I'm the type of man that loves that. I really can't keep on emphasizing the fact that every man should have a threesome with his girl and another woman. But for me, and this is just me talking, I can't picture another man sticking his dick in my woman. And call that a fucked up double standard. Yes, it is. But at the end of the day, I just can't picture that. I don't want to see that. I don't want to be a part of it. Now, if she done it in her past, then, oh, well, but she can't do it with my dudes. That's just me.
All right, well, Miss Jessica, that was the answer to your question. Hey, anyway, thank you so much for hanging out with us in our chat room tonight, along with Mr. Shakespeare as well from the Wind Down Show, Wednesday nights. Catch us at 10:30. Okay, so you want us to answer what constitutes dead dick? For me, it's the after effect of it. If I can still feel you the next day, and the day after that, that was some good shit. I ain't even gonna act like it ain't. That's just for me. I don't know what Taylor's opinion is.
Well, me personally, I like creative. I'm not. I don't like just the we're gonna do this and then that and then it's over. I like creative. So as long as it's creative and we got a rhythm going, like I'm cool. I'm cool with it. Like I'll give it. Like even if you know you're a little clumsy, you can't find everything. I still work with you. But if
wait
it's
a minute.
Just like
if it's wrong, you should be able to find everything. What the hell?
Look. I'm telling you, it's been I've had some bad nights where I had too much and shit just wasn't. You know, it was too much.
Wait a minute. If he's drunk, it's instantaneous, like, just like, oh, okay. Sometimes you find it, sometimes you don't, depending on your level of drunk and how clumsy you get when you're drunk. Because
exactly.
I've met some women who were drunk as shit and could not function.
Oh, no, I ain't never been.
Hold up. It's a good point that you brought that up. To everybody that is enjoying CIAA tonight, okay, and everybody trying to get that drunken love feeling like Beyonce, please don't try to surfboard if your alcohol content is a 0.15 and above. It's not going to work out. I'm just being real. We do not like that. If you do not know how to hold your liquor and walk in those pumps, it's not going to work out for you. And it's not going to work out for me. And we're not going to call you. I'm just being real.
All I'm going to say is, I'm not really a fan of this whole Beyonce surfboard thing. Listen, you, as long as you fucking me right, I'm pretty much with it. If you can fuck me and I'll be... you know, pretty much blatantly honest with you at that point in time. If I like fucking you, I like fucking you. If you're creative, that's great. If not, as long as I bust my nut, I'm cool. But
you selfish.
You want to go... huh?
You selfish.
No. Don't get me wrong.
Brother, you are selfish.
No, I'm not. Because my whole idea is sex is for the purpose of orgasms and a connection.
Right.
But I said as long as I bust, that doesn't mean that I'm going
to... So you're talking about fucking. That's what the fuck you're
talking about. No. I'm not talking about fucking. I'm talking about sex as a whole.
No, that's not sex.
Yes, it is.
No,
sex
my brother, it
whole.
Is not.
Sex as a whole, the ideal is... to orgasm.
No, that's
procreation. Procreation
is
the ideal.
I get mine.
Wait,
if you don't get yours, fuck you.
You're not. But you're interrupting me before I finish. That's what I'm saying. You're interrupting me before I finish. I might have said, oh, okay, hey, as long as I get mine, I'm happy. But my ideals on sex are also reciprocation. If you make sure that I come, I will make sure that you come. Because, one, I'm not selfish. My ideal is orgasm for an orgasm. Now, granted, some women may come more than I do. That's all well, fine, and good. My ideal is make you come. Plain and simple. So if I got to use your toys on you, I will. If I got to eat your pussy till I can't eat it no more, I will. If I got to fuck until the morning comes up, I will.
Man, hell no. Nah. Hell no. Nah. You selling out to the system. Because I ain't no woman on this earth going to keep on sucking your dick after she get locked, y'all. Hell no. Nah.
Well,
it depends on the woman. It depends on the woman. Like I said, the connection is the truth.
Wait, I'm sorry. What is a lockjaw? What is that? What is that?
It's when your dog gets
If you ain't never worried about it, then don't worry about it. If you ain't never experienced before, don't worry about it.
If you ain't never experienced it, then keep on doing what you're doing.
No, because one of our previous shows, we talked to the harlot, who is a wonderful fan of the show. She said if your jaws and your neck and your mouth start hurting, guess what? You ain't doing it right. That bitch, stop. That's what she said.
She damn sure ain't.
You need to take class. And so, you know, if it takes, hell, some women like to get head. Hell, she might wake up with it in her mouth. That's what she likes to do. So, hey.
You know that's the number one reason why men cheat.
So back to my original question, what is lockjaw? What is that?
I'm just being real. Hold up. You know that's the number one reason why men cheat?
Oh, wow.
Because y'all not doing something at home that you're supposed to, and 9 times out of 10 it's that oral sex. So if you don't know what lockjaw is, keep doing what you're doing because you ain't getting no complaints. Not from on this side.
Okay, so we have another question in the chat room.
Turn it up!
Oh, God, you're such a hot mess. Jessica, again, for Mr. Devon.
Is that the same Jessica?
Yes, same Jessica.
What the hell?
I think Jessica had a little crush on you because she wants to know about you, boo.
Hey, come on with it. Come on with it.
I mean, I have to support the fans like she's hanging out with us in the chat room. So I'm going to ask, she is wanting to know, I don't even know, I don't even feel comfortable asking this.
Man, ask the question. Come on now.
Okay, so she wants to know how long is it, sir?
Wait a minute. She wants to know how long.
Hey.
She wants to know what you're working with. And like I said, she's trying to see all about you because she was asking some other questions, too, about, you know,
This is all Jessica needs to know. If I pull it out, this whole earth would go black. That's all I got to say. Next question.
I literally just fell out on the floor.
Well, it's not fair that sir is getting all the questions. So, Verse, do you feel like answering that question?
What, how long am I?
Mm-hmm.
I definitely think you should.
Hey! That's how I like the rule. But my response to it is, if you want to see, come find out. Plain and simple.
But 9 times out of 10, she ain't going to find out because she got another dude at home that's not satisfying her.
That's not my concern. My concern is if you want to find out, come find out. If not,
my brother,
don't ask me no questions.
Pippi.
I believe the fellas have answered your question because if you want to know, you're going to have to find out.
And this is my question. This is my question.
She's talking about posting pictures, honey.
Oh, we done went into a whole different topic. She ain't even about that life.
This is my question.
Oh, no.
Now that we're on to that.
That was about to be my next question, my brother.
Now that we're on to that.
Go ahead in church.
All right. So now, let me ask you ladies a question.
Okay.
Now, are y'all into receiving pictures? As you know, if you are, what does it do for you? And if not, why don't you like it?
Bam!
Okay, I can go first. I can go first. I can go first. Shut up. Be quiet. Be quiet for a second. Okay, first of all, I appreciate a good old picture, especially if it's something that I've had and it's good to me. It reminds me of what it's like, and I anticipate the next time. So, yeah, go ahead and send me a picture. Remind me of it so I don't forget. So, because I'm not going to forget about it anyway, but, yeah, send me a picture. Send me a video, picture, whatever the case may be. Matter of fact, it's okay to show up at my door if you like. I mean, but, you know, that's, I'm just saying. And I like that picture. Judge me more.
I am so with a photo shoot. Send me a picture. You can send me an email. You can send me a text message.
I don't believe that was the question.
How should I answer the question?
Can you please answer the question directly,
I am answering the question.
Thank you. Stop being around
me. Make me
book a flight.
Make me book a flight.
Book it.
Book the flight then, motherfucker. I want to be on Skype. I want to be on Uber. You can even glide me. You can send me a little video.
Taylor, go ahead and ask the question, baby.
Like I was saying, I enjoy a good picture. I love them. Send me a picture. I'll send you two back.
Ooh. See, this is what I got to say about the picture thing. All these dudes got the picture thing messed up. This is what I got to say about it. If you think that that's your girl and she don't send you a random picture, that is not your girl. And that's just me being real. That's just
because every
main girl is going to send a dude a picture in the middle of the day talking about, baby, I'm off. Look at this. You want this, don't you?
Wait. That's only if she's into it.
Right.
If she's not into it, you might get like a panty pic, you know, chest pics or something like that with clothes on. But if that's your main broad and you hitting that right, she's sending everything underneath the sun. Even if she ain't comfortable with her body.
But what if she don't send it, then what does that mean, my brother? Speak it for the church.
It's one of two things. Either she really not comfortable with herself, or that's not your broad. Plain and simple.
Thank you, my brother, for preaching it. Every man out here, you should have listened. If you didn't, you missed a powerful word.
Oh, my God.
No, that's real. That's real, because a lot of men, they be asking for pictures, and then they don't get them, and then it's a problem. And let's be real. If you don't get a picture, it's either two things.
Hey, that's like, on the end. I got pictures.
Here's my deal, right? Like, a lot of women have a tendency to, you know, they'll go above and beyond for their man, but when they're upset at their man, they won't necessarily do the above and beyond. They'll just do just enough to make sure that he's happy. But sometimes all you got to do is just sit down, be quiet, and really think about what it is that he's really asking you to do. It's not like he said, go put on this outfit and take this photo with your homegirl, do it X, Y, and Z, so on and so forth. All he really wanted you to do was just send him a fucking picture of your ass. He might have wanted you to send you a picture of his ass, of your ass, and be like, "Here, babe, I was thinking about you." That shit plays a part. That shit plays a. It's a the ideal of surprise is so fucking important, because even though men are creatures of habit, that good old picture, or that random text saying, "Hey, when you get home, I'm going to suck that dick tonight." You know, shit like that, plays a bigger part, plays a bigger role than what you think it does.
Oh, wait, so that's how you're supposed to say that? Oh, I say it wrong. My text messages don't sound like that. They sound different. I guess that's the proper way to say it.
Like, because sometimes, like, with me, I'm a simple kind of guy. Like, yo, if you tell me, oh, I'm sucking your dick tonight, I'd be like, what time am I going to be there, and is there going to be a meal prepared? Or do I need to go get something to eat? Is there something that you need me to eat? Because I'm a big head guy. I love head. So if you tell me you're sucking my dick tonight, yeah, should I eat strawberries, kiwis, or what? You tell me.
Oh, wow. So oh.
Like, you like 12 stem roses? You like, especially if she can do it right. You like 12 stem roses there? Shit,
like, what you want from the store? You know, I'm here to go to the mall.
Exactly.
You want me to pick you up something?
See, a lot of women don't know how to give head right, and that's the problem.
Okay. Oh. Which brings me to my next question. What is the proper way to do that?
See, it's just, you gotta understand your man. You gotta understand what type of dude you're dealing with. See, me personally, I like sloppiness. You know what I'm saying? I like to see you first make love to it, and then after that I just wanna see you, you know what I'm saying, get the worship in. You know what I'm saying? Give me some shit action. Give me all that. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to give you all that. A favor for a favor. You know what I'm saying? That's why I love 69. 69, my favorite number. You hear me?
You know what? They're okay. I can't tolerate it for too much. I'm competitive.
Well, then that should be all the more reason why you do it.
I would be like... Like, you keeping me from doing what I need to do. Like, get out of my way. Like, that's...
No. It's all about your ability to multitask.
Well, I'm not a good multitasker then, because I'll be like, I'll quick to be like, look, I'm... Get out of my way. I'm busy.
Okay, so now I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
So are you more of a clitoral comer, or are you more of a penetration comer?
Good question.
Come on!
Because that plays a lot, in how you respond to that 69.
Turn up!
All right. So I would say that I'm both. I'm both. I can either or. It doesn't.
Which one do you get a better orgasm from?
I think penetration.
You know what?
Really think about it.
I can only speak for myself. If he's sucking on my clit and he's pressing down, if he's fingering me at the same time and licking my clit, I'm going to come really hard. I'm not even going to pretend and act like I'm not.
And mine, that was kind of hot, though. That was a little hot, you know.
I mean, I'm not going to pretend. I will. I just might wet up all the sheets. I just might.
Oh. All right. So this is my next question. Amaj, this one is for you. Is there video footage or pictures of this anywhere?
Taylor, I think you got a little something for Amaj. I don't know.
You
can ask
you ain't
for
about
pictures
that?
This
boo.
Whole segment.
That's my boo. That is my boo.
So would you be interested in...
I'm not answering that.
On Imaj's nipples.
I'm not answering that.
Hmm?
I'm not going to answer that. I plead the fifth.
What the hell?
Wait a minute. So I'm now, here's my deal, right? Because usually when people plead the fifth, it's either because they've already done it or they've already thought about doing it.
What? Yeah, I think the smoke alarm about to go back off.
Yo, when I talk, people get quiet. When I talk, people get quiet because
I know,
nobody,
they don't
want
to
answer
the
question because I'm going.
I, you know what?
You need some water? You want some juice?
No, I'm okay.
I got a soda.
I'm okay.
So, Taylor, let's be real. So if you might say, get on Skype right now and watch me play with myself, would you watch?
I'm not a liberty to say. I might take a peek.
Jessica Small is really
And fellas that are listening, we can't make this up, man. This is real live stuff that's going on right now. Hey, watch your Facebook be full of full of inboxes. What? That's how you get down?
Okay, we do not entertain inbox hoes. Everybody who listens to the show knows
I'm glad you brought up inbox hoes. Sidebar for a second. People, Amaj put up a post the other day, and we were going back and forth. It was just a joke. Please get out of my inbox. Feeling some type of way about her post and what I said.
Really? Because, okay, so everybody knows that we have this love for each other, and that's my boo. Like, all day long, that's my boo. I love her over the moon. But she told the people that she was breaking up with me because I gave love to somebody else.
So she was cheating. So she was cheating. So
she's my sister.
Have y'all ever been in the same area together? Wait, hold on. I got a question. Have y'all ever been in the same area together?
Yes, they have, my brother. Unfortunately.
Hmm. Why is that unfortunately? I just want to be there for when they do. And there's going to be still involved. So.
Again, in life, I mean, what in the world?
Listen, I'm an advocate for making sure that everyone is talking about stuff.
This is my Skype and my Uvu name.
I have
girl, we ain't down for CIAA, so let's go ahead and get it cracking.
We already have all that info, sir. Thank you very much.
Right. See, they already did it before, so y'all snitching on yourselves. Talking about you plead the fifth.
Mm-hmm. Not necessarily.
No.
No, that's why I say I kind of got, like, the whole vibe, like, if it was the right moment, the right time kind of deal, then it would go down. But some women have that vibe with one another.
I'm gonna say that's my boo, and that's what I'm
sticking to. Wait, no, wait, no. I'm not taking no fifth, no nothing. I just want to know, has anything ever happened between you two?
Yeah, I want to know too.
wait, let me rephrase the question. Has anything sexual happened between you two?
No.
Before you answer that, let me give a disclaimer. Shout out to the people at CIAA JCSU Stand Up. So, I'm waiting for the answer, Bill.
David, what have we? This was a good idea last week.
y'all picked the wrong people to deal with doing the show today. I picked the wrong people.
It sounded good last week, but then, you know, it's not going too well for us. I don't know how to answer that. I don't know if, you know, if
answer is the truth. What you talking about?
Guys are
running the show. Hey, look, y'all females always talking about let's speak the truth and all that good stuff. We'll speak the truth.
Okay. All right. We can speak the truth. I don't know. We never know. It might be some liquor involved or whatever, because I get a little happy when I've been drinking. So we never know. So we can't say yes or no. If the opportunity presents itself, it presents itself. And whatever happens, happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. It's cool.
Okay.
Would y'all
but that
watch
was
each
the
other
question
on
that
Skype?
I had. Wait, hold
yes,
on. That's
I
not
watch,
the question
I like
that
to watch
I had.
Stuff. What's the question? I'm sorry.
I said, have y'all two ever done any sexual things together?
No, we have not.
No,
okay,
we
good enough for me.
Would
but
y'all watch,
watch each other
on Skype?
Yes.
What's y'all Skype name?
Wait, hold on. I told Taylor I wanted to watch. Hold on. Taylor already knows. Listen, you were supposed to put me on for a long time. Hey, I want to watch that.
Oh.
Taylor think I be playing. Listen, if I say I want to do something, I want to do it, goddammit.
Well, all right.
Yo, did anybody call in?
Yes, there's other people on the phone. There's people on the line, but they're not saying they want to talk, so it's okay. But Jessica did have another question for you.
Damn, girl. What's wrong with
Jessica
tonight?
Yo, Jessica is on you right now, dog.
This might be a real-life stalker, though, yo. Creep life.
Wait, so right, all right, so is this the question? B. Vaughn, how do you properly eat pussy? You seem to know.
Yeah,
that's
the
that's
question,
Jessica.
Sir. That's Jessica, yeah.
Oh, I'm going to take over this. I'm going to take over this. Don't worry.
Okay.
I got you. I got you covered.
Appreciate it, my brother.
So, needless to say, oh, shit.
She put a phone number in here?
She putting up numbers up here.
Oh, my
yo,
goodness.
Yo, I cannot
wait
make this
minute.
Up. Patient Dreams Entertainment, man. Hey,
yo,
whoever being out
right
there,
now.
CIAA, y'all be safe, man. I ain't giving out no numbers on the end. This is real talk. I can't make this up, man. But my brother, I'm going to let you answer the question. You know what I'm saying? My team is texting me right now. So, my brother, I'm going to let you answer the question.
All right. Well, Jessica, let me tell you what properly eating pussy is like.
Oh, goodness. Oh.
Properly eating the pussy, it isn't something that's done just by licking the pussy, fucking the pussy, you know, tongue-fucking the pussy and all that good shit. It's all about your technique and what you do while you're doing it, how well you pay attention, how well you read her body language. When she's getting ready to come, what do you do? Do you sit up there and do you let her push your head into it, or do you hold her hands down and continue to terrorize her until she can't come anymore? A lot of people vary in that. Me personally, I will eat your pussy and then make you come, and then give you a 10-second break and eat your pussy again until you come again. And it all depends on how I feel about you at that moment in time. Because I may just have a day where I'm like, oh, I want to eat your pussy until you can't fucking take it anymore, and you're just going to sit there and you're just going to let me. Because if I have to, I will blindfold you, put you in some handcuffs, and tell you shut the fuck up. And let me do what I'm doing. You will get the business.
Oh, damn.
But some people, yeah, like some people just
yes.
don't get it until it's too late.
I'm for tying up.
You know, like me, I'm very into my job. If pussy eating is what I'm going to do, then guess what? You will get the best pussy eating you've ever had in your life if that's what I really want to do. What in the hell? Wait, who's is somebody or masturbating or something?
What?
I think so. My God.
Wait a minute.
So I'm not the only one.
Wait a minute.
So did you
this dude made a whole left turn in Albuquerque. I done tell you.
Because I heard the moaning, but I wasn't sure that's what it was. But I'm just gonna say it out there anyway.
No, that wasn't a moan. That was just me sighing. It wasn't a moan. It wasn't a moan.
Hey, that was that. That
I don't know what
that.
Kind of fucking
comment
that was. That was a moan.
Jesus.
That was a sigh. Oh, my goodness. See, oh, Lord, the level of embarrassment.
Well,
no,
you know what? What's
size.
Funny is, right? What's funny is, like, some women, when they stretch, you know, like, when they get that good morning stretch and they yawn, they sound like they fucking orgasm. They sound like, ah, like, what? Wait a minute, what the fuck is going on over there?
I'm sorry about that.
Oh, no, it's good.
Hey,
let me
do a podcast.
My only request is that if you're going to masturbate to something in which I say, let me watch.
Oh.
Oh, damn. Okay. All right. That's fine.
You know what? This thing, this is totally
Amaya's been missing
really
for
finest.
15 minutes and then talking about it's fine. Girl,
no,
get
because
your life.
I'm looking at something else. I'm sorry. I'm flabbergasted by something else, so excuse me for a moment.
What you flabbergasted about?
I'm not even going to share it because I'm not going to share it.
No. The truth will set you free, and tonight we all about that.
No.
It's not pertaining. It's not pertaining to the show. That's why I said
No. It has nothing to do with the show that we're on. That's why I get sidetracked easily, and when people are saying stuff to me and while I'm doing something else, it's easy for me. But
are we supposed to be focused on this show?
Yeah, that's what I want
to
know. If you're going
to
get sidetracked, then let a nigga
know. I'm going to say this right
here.
We don't do inbox hoes, and we don't do stalker ass bitches. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, y'all getting leads already. They want that pussy ass.
I'm not even going to my Facebook. Like, I'm just not. Like, I'm not going to do it. I'm not even. Mm-mm.
Isn't that the definition of thirst?
Uh-oh. We talked about thirsty last week. I just need
a male perspective on what the definition of thirst is from a male point of view. My brother, break it down for the people.
See, everybody's opinion of thirst varies. So, like, you got to really take it into consideration on what it is in which you consider thirst. Is thirst you saying hi to somebody and you having a simple conversation back and they come out and say, oh, you're beautiful and I would like to get to know you and this, that, and the third. Well, if you're doing something like, oh, I'm going to post a picture of my ass in these new jeans and you get an inbox, what you think is going to happen? You just posted a picture of your ass in some new jeans. That's not thirst. That's you getting the response in which you fucking wanted. Now, if you're sitting up there and you just, you know, just chilling, you just relaxing, you just posting a few things on Facebook or something like that, and the next thing you know, you just get a random inbox like, oh, can I eat your pussy? I love to eat your pussy. I eat pussy better than anybody in this world. That's the thirst. That's thirst right there, plain and simple. Ain't nothing, no conversation was involved. It was straight up just like, oh, hey, what you doing? I think I love you. Can I eat your pussy until you cry? Really? What kind of shit is that?
That's a great answer. Damn. left the panel speechless. Shucks.
Obviously, I think that you might have been, I think you might have actually seen my inbox because I get those all the time. I got one last week from somebody somewhere that said that they had read a blog, one of my blogs that I posted, and they felt like a connection to me, and they wanted to know if I would go to dinner with them. I was like, so you read my blog and you felt the connection with me, so then you wanted to ask me out on a date. So I go back and I look at the blog that they were talking about. It had nothing to do with relationships. It was definitely a recipe for a cake. And you felt the connection with me, so you wanted to take me out. What? You sound weird. I'm going to block you. It had nothing. It had nothing. Like, I could have seen if it was like a neurotic story, or it was one of the things I write about, you know, relationships or something like that. Okay, but a cake recipe? You felt close to me on a cake recipe?
Was it just like an already preconceived cake recipe? Like, you just copy and pasted it from somewhere?
I think so.
Yeah, that guy was
weird. It was probably something she just shared.
Yeah, I think it popped.
Probably,
yeah, like it was.
He's probably a weirdo.
Yeah,
because
you share stuff all the time. Like, she'll share something with me because I have a food allergy, so she knows I can't eat certain foods, so she'll share something with me. So it's probably something she just shared, and this inbox really just wanted to have a reason to try to talk to her, and that was the only reason that he could find. So, but, yeah, we don't do inbox and we don't do stupid things.
Like,
that's not like that.
See, like me, I don't go, you know, naming people. You inbox me, you inbox me. Like, I know I post a lot of sexual topics. I used to do so just for the duration. I think for like the first year and a half, that's what I really posted about. And I wrote stories, I wrote little poems and things, different things of that nature. But the one thing that always intrigued me was the number of women who would flock to the post because it was of a sexual nature, you know, and it wasn't necessarily thirst. It was just, oh, hey, I really like that. I wonder what you could do with that. See, women try not to play that whole thirst thing out to a certain degree because they'll be like, they want to be more reserved. They want to be more respected for what it is in which they do. But the same way that these men are thirsty, or the same way that these women are thirsty. I literally had to block. Had to block only one woman from being thirsty. One. Out of my whole 3 years doing this page. I only had to block one. Because women understand, you know, when a guy isn't interested, or even if they assume a guy isn't interested, they already understand what it is. But thirst, I don't, you know, I have a very varied view on a lot of different things. I'm an outside of the box thinker. You know, some people may see clear cut, oh, hey, it's black or it's white. I see multicolored.
Mm-hmm.
Some shit is just what it is. You know, whereas some people, they think thirst is literally, you know, just some shit like, oh, okay, yeah, hey. You know, just like that whole, the guy inboxing you from the whole cake recipe. He might have only commented, you know, or made recognition of the cake post, but he might have been reading everything else and just didn't want to be, you know, the typical guy and approach you about the things that you either said about a relationship or the things you say about, you know, sexual-related topics. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It all depends on, you know, how that guy is. Now, that guy did sound like a weirdo, but if you look at it objectively, if you look at it objectively and you think about the bigger picture,
mm-hmm,
you know, then it's like,
guy, weirdo, you're a weirdo, right?
Yeah.
You know,
okay,
he seems like a weirdo. Go ahead.
Okay, so if that's not necessarily a weirdo part, like, if you know that, you like on Facebook, you can see when somebody has seen your message and whatnot. So if you send me messages every single day and I don't even open them up, I don't respond to them, what is that at that point?
Oh, that's thirst. Borderline stalker.
Okay. Thank you. Okay,
like
just wanted to make sure.
That's some old thirsty shit. That's some old, like, every time you see them post a fucking, like, a status or a tweet or post a picture on Instagram, they trying to either inbox you or DM you, like, yo, what's up? Why you not responding to me? That's thirst. Like, ultimate thirst. It's even worse than Steve Urkel going after Laura.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
You got to look at it like that. At least with Laura, he knew Laura. He talked with Laura. Laura may not have liked him, but he knew her. A lot of these dudes don't know a lot of these bras from a can of paint, but steady inboxing persistently, like consistent and persistent, like, hey, how you doing? Hope your day's going well. You all right? Oh, I saw your status and I just wanted to check up on you. Oh, well, you feeling like that? What kind of way are you feeling? You're doing too much.
You're doing I need much. You to take a thousand feet to the left.
Yes. Yes.
You know.
In the back. Well, yes.
Yes. The
yes,
one thing
and you can
I
also
learned
sit
about,
in the corner with the cat in the hat.
Mm-hmm.
And the goldfish.
The one thing. It's terrible.
And one thing, too.
But the one thing I learned about women. The one thing I learned about women is that if they want something from you, then they will tell you or they will show you. So mm-hmm. I never put myself in a position where I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, you know, oh, man, I really like this girl, so I'm going to just keep bothering her and be more persistent. No. I did that when I was in high school. I didn't like it. It made me feel like I was a sucker. Made me feel like I was a sucker or a loser or some shit like that. Because I understand persistence is key sometimes, but with some women, no matter how persistent you are, that shit does not play a part if they do not find you attractive.
That's true.
Plain and simple.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't do by the wolf.
No, you don't. Yeah,
like
really don't.
And then a lot of times people get mad when you are looking for your personal preference. Like, we all have our own things that we like. So if you don't fit my personal preference, don't be mad if I'm not interested, because you can be the nicest person in the world, but you don't fit my preference. Like, anybody who knows me, I love tattoos. I'm sorry you need to have some. I'm sorry, I might sound a little shallow, but I don't give a damn. I like tattoos.
Wait, so, okay, now that we're going into this whole personal preference thing,
mm-hmm.
Now, my deal is, right, you know, I'm not a person who follows the times. You know, I do what I like based on what I like to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, my whole thing now is that women are onto this whole beard thing. They're onto this whole beard, men with beards.
I'm okay. I like mine clean cut. I'm sorry.
No, I don't. I can't. No, that's because see, this is my thinking. Okay, because this is something about myself. I don't know if anybody knows it, but I'm a fatty. I like to eat. I like to go out to eat. I like to cook. I like to have people cook for me. So
I think you should say foodie instead of a fatty.
Oh, a foodie. Wow. Oh, that's the word. Foodie. So now I have this dream
really?
About beer.
Really? Really?
What?
That's what you do. Okay.
She likes to eat.
So,
hush, now let the
girl
eat.
I do. So I always have this thing about a beard and like we're eating and like something gets stuck in it. Like I just can't I can't get that out of my head. Like every time I see one, I'm like, that is the grossest thing I've ever seen. Because all it takes is like a kernel of corn, just to be sitting there. Like I can't. Nope, I'll pass.
Did you say a kernel of corn?
Yes, I did.
I can't with you. I can't. I can't. But, yeah, I mean, I don't like beards. I feel like it's, I don't know.
And then when
just,
you, like,
it looks like
you,
it's dirty, like.
Yeah. It's too much. I don't like the way it feels like when you eat me and stuff. Like, can't do it. Don't want to do it.
Yeah, and that's why I'm like, I don't.
Effect.
Hmm?
Like I don't get that whole fascination, because at one point in time it was low cuts with the waves, and then it went to the braids, and then it went to dreads, and now it's the beards. Like, I don't. It's too much going on. These women have dudes out here going from being Rastafarians to damn Muslims, trying to fuck around and appease these women. Why? Why not just be yourselves? And why, like a lot of women, just follow what's going on, what's popular at the time? You know, that's why I applaud them. Exactly. That's why I applaud women who like what they like. I love a woman who just, you know, stays in her own lane. You know, because a lot of women didn't start liking dreads until well after 2005.
No, see, I went through that. That's only because I was dealing with this guy, and we used to always do it in a chair, and I used to hold his hair. I thought that was hot, but now not so much.
Right. You see what I'm saying? But a lot of women didn't like that whole dredge thing until later on. You know, and that's my thing. Everybody is making this whole big deal. Like, the only thing that I got caught up in was that whole arch thing. You know. Yeah, hit it from the back, arch your back. Yeah. That's the only thing that I would say that I got caught up in. Because, like, that whole face-down, ass-up thing, that's cool. That's cool. I'd rather see you arch your back, though.
That's that my arch, shape, though.
I understand. That may be your shit, but I would prefer you arch your back. Why? Because if I'm hitting it from the back and there's a mirror right there, I can see all of your face. I don't want to hear you muffled into no damn pillow. I want to be able to pull your damn hair. I want to be able to choke you if I want to. You know, and if I want, I should be able to grip your hair and smack your ass.
Y'all fucking with a real nigga. Y'all don't even
at
know
the same
what to
time,
do.
You going to do it at the same time? You going to do it at the same time?
Listen, if I got to, I will pull you back towards me. So that way it's like you almost sitting on top of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I will wrap my arm around your neck and grab your hair and smack your ass all at the same time with a little bit of choke pressure. I know how to do shit.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. See, a lot of people don't, they don't take me seriously because it's a whole little Facebook page. They don't take me seriously until I start explaining to them, oh, this is not just something that you post on Facebook. No, this is some shit that I do in real life.
Wow.
All right, then. I left
the panel speechless once again.
You know, I'm trying to get to the toy store now. I got a flogger to get. I need a paddle.
Somebody's been listening to somebody.
Did
you really just go through my birthday list? Really? Did you really just do that? Wow.
I don't know what's on your birthday list, but I do know.
Or everything you just said.
I do know this. I'm working on getting into the whole, you know, dom sub thing. You know,
Wait,
hold on. Is this too much? You sure?
No, it's not too much. It's because we discussed this week before last, or was it last week that we were.
And I started my journey into that, like, over the summer. That's funny that you brought that up.
You see, one of my homegirls, she's into stuff like that. And, like, I watched her and her relationship.
That's a lot of stuff to be into.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff to be into. But also with that, it also depends on how far you want to go into it. You see, like, I have a master-slave contract with someone. I have that. That's fun. I get to say what I want. I get to do what I want. And in return, I reward them with different things.
That sounds like some dominatrix type shit.
That's what it is. You know, but I also have, you know, my dealings with different women where it'll be, oh, hey, I know that you may like being spanked. So if I know that you like being spanked, instead of using my palm all the time, even though my palm does just right, why not bring you something different? So I'll bring you a paddle, or I'll bring you a flogger, something that would invite you to try something new, because it would be different to your body, especially women who are super sensitive. Women who are super sensitive have the best reactions to everything.
Yep.
So, is that you? Was that Taylor?
Yeah. Yep.
Are you one of those sensitive women?
Taylor, you all right over there?
Yeah, I'm okay.
They fucking with the right one today.
God damn. Taylor, you good?
I'm good. I'm good.
You sure?
I'm good.
Me, I'm the kind of person, you know, like in my life, I've done a few things, more so than most people. Threesomes, foursomes, fivesomes, you know. The only thing that I haven't done that's on my list to do is a swingers club and an orgy.
What's a five?
Me and four other women.
Oh, goddamn. Nigga, you a pimp. There ain't no five.
No, I'm not
a
pimp. I'm not a pimp. I'm a person who just so happens to be in the right place at the right time.
Well,
turn it up!
I love this guy. But, oh, my goodness.
See how AAJCSU. Nothing else to be said.
SB Confessions, go ahead and like the page. You know, my Facebook page is Thomas Anthony Carter. You know, but at the end of the day, it's more so on what it is and what you do and how you do things. Because a lot of people, they say they want that creativeness. They want it, but can you really handle it when it gets there? That's always the key.
Yeah.
Because I could tell a woman, hey, look, when you get here, be naked at the door. The door will already be open, waiting for you. Now, how often is she really going to do that? She might. She might. But also in that token, I told the women one day, what we're going to do is I'm going to lay my head off of the bed and you're going to squat down and I'm going to eat your pussy until you feel like you want to fall. And she looked at me like I was crazy. At the end of the day, it's all about how you do things. Am I creative? Hell yeah, I am. But creative is only going to get you so far. It's all about your work ethic.
My brother, I would love to get you on Chasing Jeans Entertainment. We're going ahead and we're going to shoot a movie.
Wait a minute.
I would love to get you in that. That's what we're going to shoot.
Hey, where you at?
Well, that will be another time and another place because it's 12 o'clock time.
Oh, wow.
Is the show over?
I want to thank you both for hanging out with us tonight. This has been very interesting.
They ain't pay their electricity bill.
Oh, see, they ain't, right, you know, see, we can talk about this more. Shit, we can jump on.
See, the water went out of this motherfucker. I can't even get a proper water in this bitch. The fall and the winner. Y'all ain't pay your bills in this motherfucker.
You know what? I can't with you right now.
All I'm saying is, hey, I got a number for a conference call. It's free. We can be on a conference call.
I have a conference call.
China!
We can get on video chat. I think it's only like us four right now, so we can get
they
on the video
do
chat.
They working here. They did not pay their bills. I just want to
Oh, no, don't worry. I got some water in which we can use.
Lights flickering like a motherfucker in there.
Anywho.
They passing out flashlights. Ain't this about to be?
Yeah, they get ready. They get ready to shut it down for the night, you know.
No, because we have
to shut it down for the night. Why you motherfucker?
Hey, look, they get ready to make that, they made that phone call yet. If they made that phone call or sent that text out, they definitely already sent it out tonight. They're like, oh, hell no, this nigga here. No. What did he just say? Wait, no, this nigga just said a flogger. Oh, God, Jesus. Jesus, help me.
Hey, Jesus'
oh,
party ain't last this long.
Oh, y'all are
he
bad.
Turned water into wine, but God damn. Y'all motherfuckers taking up too long. Shit.
Wait, did he just go down my birthday list? What? Nigga, your birthday list is my regular life. Keep playing.
Damn.
Oh, goodness. Oh.
They doing some subliminal shit in this bitch.
Oh, okay. No.
Okay, so.
Hey, at the end of the day, Chasing Dreams Entertainment, man. We out here. Follow us. Instagram.
SD Confessions. Go ahead.
Chasing.
Like the page.
Dreams underscore ENT. We out here. Follow my brother. Go ahead, give him that, whatever you got him. Facebook, Instagram. Go ahead, give him that, my brother.
All right. Facebook Confessions is the page. You know, you'll just look it up. You'll be fine. You can look for me, facebook.com/ Versatile FB Confessions. You can also follow me on Twitter, KingVerseFBC. Same thing on Instagram.
And there you have it.
Guys. Well, thank you so much for joining us tonight. I'm going to mute your microphones at this point so that me and Taylor can close out the show.
Shut up. I appreciate y'all having me on the show tonight.
Oh, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you for joining, guys.
And I do want to watch, though. I'm just letting y'all know now. I do want to watch.
Duly noted.
All right. Have a good night.
Okay. You too. So, Taylor, this has been interesting, and we're already into the archives about 3 minutes. So, So, good night, I guess.
Good night, good morning, something. I don't even know. I don't know. I don't know.
I think I'm a little speechless.
Yes, definitely.
And it takes a lot to do that.
Yes. Again, this sounded back last week. This sounded like a good idea.
It was a great idea. It was awesome. But
yes. 15 minutes into the show, we realized that no, it wasn't a good idea.
This wasn't thought through all the way.
No. Next time we will have better planning on our part.
Yes, because I was even thinking like maybe once a month.
Mm-mm.
I don't know. But it's always, as always, a joy to spend time with you every week. So I guess I see you here next week, same time, same place, and maybe we might. I don't even know if we're gonna have a guest next week.
We don't know. You don't know anything at this point. Yes. It's too much. It's too much.
It's way too much for my heart to handle in so many different ways. But you stay warm, and I will try to stay warm. because it's cold where I am. But it's been awesome, and I love you, and thank you for putting up with this. Putting up with my bright idea.
It's okay. I love you too, boo. You stay warm.
Girl. All right, people. I'll talk to you later. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.